The great Russian writer Vasily Aksionov has died. 10 years ago on this program, Aksionov read from his novel The Winter's Hero about Soviet labor camps.
It didn't matter what you took, a string of sausages or gold bars. To the camps were sent even the bumblers, who showed up late for work. In other words, who committed a crime that amounted to sabotage of reconstruction. On the whole, it's hard to argue. There was order.
Reviewer Alan Chews knew Aksionov and has this remembrance.
I wasn't surprised to hear of Aksionov's death. Ever since the extraordinary Russian novelist had suffered a debilitating stroke about a year ago, I was prepared for such news. I had known Vasya Aksionov for nearly 20 years, first meeting him after he'd been forcibly exiled from his beloved country in 1980. He was giving a talk to a large committee of academics in an interview for a post at George Mason University. Interviewing Aksionov, would you interview Tolstoy, interview Thomas Hardy, interview Melville? No, you'd count your blessings if they said they'd be willing to stand in front of your students and talk about literature and life. So here came Aksionov, a chunky man with an engaging squint of a smile, built like a wrestler, a trained pulmonary specialist who smoked up a storm, muttering and growling in his low, heavily accented English about literature and life, etc., as he often punctuated his speech, etc. One of the committee members asked me if I thought he was good. Of course, she hadn't read him. She could barely understand him, she said. Not good, great, I muttered and growled. Yes. I saw Vasya on and off over the next decade and more. I loved his work, especially his Moscow trilogy, Generations of Winter, in which he embraces all sorts of modernist literary techniques to tell the story of life under Stalin for heroes and complex villains alike. It's the great Russian novel of the post-war period. Vasya loved fiction, even when he was writing some of the darkest scenes about some of the darkest moments in modern history. And I not only loved his work, I loved his muttering growl, his Russian accent, when he said my name. Alan, he'd call me. We'd take a meal, he'd smoke, we'd drink. Years passed. Russia thawed and thawed, and Vasya began spending a lot of time back there again, now that Russia had caught up with him in heart and soul. And then he retired from teaching and went back and forth between Russia and France and Russia and the Mediterranean. In Generations of Winter, he employs a cast of animals, birds, and insects as minor characters in the story of Stalin's monstrous tyranny and the heroes who endured it. When Stalin dies, Vasya has him turn into a beetle. And you, Vasya, what have you now become, now that you're in permanent exile from this world? Alan, he might mutter and growl, I want to be a swan, a Russian swan. Or perhaps a giant oak, under whose spreading branches we might all find shelter in a storm, etc., etc.
A tribute to Vasily Aksionov by Alan Chews. The Russian author died in Moscow on Monday. He was 76.